Hi, I'm Daniel.
Hi, I'm Scott.
And welcome back to our show.
It's been a long, long, long fucking time since we recorded one of these.
I thought you were going to go with the Enterprise theme. I can't do it until after I've faded out the background, you know, the intro music there. But, you know, it's been a long road getting from here to there. That, you know,
I don't know that song.
You never watched Enterprise? Enterprise was the... It was a prequel to Star Trek, but it was a Star Trek series. It starred Scott Bakula as Captain Archer.
I was an original series fan as I watched it in original airings. That's how old I am. And I became a semi-fan, I will say semi only because my interest in it faded, with The Next Generation, which I watched a couple of seasons of, one or two seasons of The Next Generation. Enjoyed it very much. Adore Patrick Stewart. Mm-hmm. The later incarnations of that marvelous franchise, I like to say it like that, franchise.
Franchise, even though it is not French.
Of course not, but I like to say it that way, okay, Daniel.
Yeah,
all right?
I was not casting any kind of judgment upon that.
You just want to try backing off a little bit? It's been a while since we've been together recording, and you're starting aggressively with me.
I don't appreciate it. I believe the kids say, I'm going to need for you to step all the way off of that.
All the way off of that. I saw a wonderful thing that said, you're at a 10 right now, and I need you about a 3. the asshole next door. We have an asshole next door that we just pray for his painful death constantly. Mm-hmm. Is revving one of his somethings. He has cars and motorcycles and crap. So if you hear a revving sound, it is not me being gaseous. Mm-hmm. It's our asshole neighbor that we wish a painful slow death upon every single day.
And Eunice is doing a little run back there on her bed.
Eunice is dreaming, so she's barking and dreaming, and she does that. She's making sounds. She actually gets... I'll be quiet and see if you can hear her.
I am sleeping, lemon, fuck alone.
Did you hear that? Yeah, You'll have to bump it up and post, but that's what she does when she's sleeping. She gets more exercise sleeping than she does in waking hours.
She takes after her daddy.
Absolutely. I have a very active dream life, a dream life that I prefer to my real awake one, but that's another story altogether.
So before
that's another story.
Now, did you have your, before you went off on your asshole neighbor who is revving something, you were mid thought.
I was, but that bicycle is so, so far away from where I am right now that I will never be able to find it.
Okay, great.
I think were we talking about Star Trek, perhaps?
Yes, we were.
You did not care
for any of the newer incarnations of the franchise.
Franchise. Not that I did not care. I did not see. I've never seen a Voyager or the one with... who I love dearly, Janeway.
Yes, Catherine. That was Voyager.
Kate Mulgrew. Thank you, Kate Mulgrew. Mm-hmm. Interesting woman with a very interesting past.
I have seen her talk at a Star Trek convention, and yes, she does have a very colorful past.
Yes. And then there was, you know, all the other ones, including, I think, some that are going right now that I have not seen. But as in whole... My age and my experience, if ever the question is posed, Star Wars or Star Trek, there isn't even a close comparison. Star Wars is for the kids who grew up with it, who Drew actually fell asleep. We weren't together at the time that Star Wars was released, but Drew actually fell asleep. In Star Wars, the original Star Wars film, he fell asleep in the theater, and I watched it and thought to myself, "Huh, what the hey?" You know, first of all, the ship going over in the opening shot with that big
the Imperial cruiser.
Man, I thought, "Ooh, this is gonna and then it was
it's gonna. I was 8 when Star Wars came out.
Fuck you.
So I remember seeing it, I think.
How old are you now, darling?
I am 53. Maybe I was 9. I was born in 1967. Star Wars came out in 75 or 76.
I don't know when Star Wars came out.
Star Wars A New Hope came out in 75 or 76. Star Wars.
You going to Google it?
Mm-hmm.
I like to say Google.
You like to say Google? It makes it sound like very artsy kind of a thing.
Oftentimes
I am wrong. Came out in 1977, so I would have been 10.
See, that makes more sense because Drew, I believe, how old is my husband? He was born in 1962.
Okay, well then he would be 5 years old. He would be 58.
Okay, my precious husband is going to turn 58 this December because that's how his age gets fucked.
Got it.
Because his birthday is the absolute end of the year, so he's really he's 57 until December. But I believe in 77 he was 20, so therefore he was indeed in college. He was in college and went to see it and fell asleep in the theater.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so we're not big Star Wars.
I am a much bigger Star Trek fan than I am a Star Wars fan. But I understand the allure of the Star Wars land, Disney, and that kind of thing, because if it were Star Trek, I would be all over it. Like if it was, hey, we recreated Starfleet Academy and you can go and see the tree where the groundskeeper is that you see in Enterprise and, you know, see shuttlecraft taking off or whatever, I would be all in on that.
Yeah,
so I get that
too.
People are... You know.
Except I don't like theme park. I mean, I love Disneyland more than life, but I don't like what has happened to it, nor the millions of billions of people that are there every single fucking day, and the fact that you have to pay $25 to park. That just pisses me off. When we started going to Disneyland, when I was a kid, when California Adventure was the parking lot, and you parked at Dopey, or you parked, if you were lucky, you parked at Dopey.
Yes.
Off times, we would get there a little late, so we would end up in Pinocchio. Mm-hmm. The parking lot was where California Adventure is. It was 25 cents.
Yes.
It cost you 20. Now, mind you, 25 cents back then was a good part of your ticket. Mm-hmm. Because you had to pay for entrance, and you also had to pay for each ride individually.
Yes, you would buy a general admission, which in my day in 1971, when Disney World opened, it was $1.95 for general admission, and then you could buy ticket books full of tickets that would get you on different rides.
They also, and they still exist, for one example, is at our park, the best park, Disneyland.
Ugh. Let's.
There is.
I'm going to need you to step. I'm going to need you to step all the way off of that.
There is the where you go through the whale's mouth. What is it? Storybook Land canal boat.
Yes.
There is a little lighthouse in front of it, next to the whale. The White House.
The little lighthouse.
Is so, I'm so glad that the White House is in the condition it's in now. But anyway, the little lighthouse was actually a ticket booth. For that ride,
oh, wow.
they had several ticket booths in front of particular rides where you could purchase the admission to that particular ride, or you could purchase the ticket book, which is where the expression, well, that's an e-ticket ride, if they still even use that. I don't know if kids nowadays say that's an e-ticket.
They don't, although Disney will occasionally bill something as an e-ticket experience, and then they have to explain to people why it's called that. But yes.
And for any of you listening who don't understand, and I doubt if you're listening to us, you have a level of intelligence.
There were ticket books, and they had five brands of tickets. They had A, B, C, D, and E.
I was just going to say that.
I'm just telling them now. Do you know what the A's were for?
Anus?
No, the A's.
Yes, the A's were for all of the little trolley cars and shit on Main Street were the A's.
All the transportation that you would take. The B's were mainly in Frontierland, but B's
were for butthole. So we have anus and butthole.
I believe the favorite thing that I would use the B tickets for was the Frontierland Shooting Gallery. But you could also, I believe, get in Swiss Family Robinson and something else over there.
I loved I loved, help me, Lord Jesus, to find the words to express what I'm trying to say. Amen.
Hold it one moment, please. Let me connect you.
I'll connect you. Yeah, this is his father. Can I take a message? I loved all the dioramas and all of the... what do they call that? Theming. I was crazy for the theming and the detail. My Christing fuck, the detail that they would do. Yes. Oh, I wonder if your coworker's still listening. Fuck, shit, piss, cunt.
Oh, you know, he's no longer my coworker. He quit. So
I know. You told me that last time, but he could still be listening.
He could. I doubt it.
With rapt attention. Fuck, piss, cunt, shit. Yeah, so I loved Swiss Family Robinson, Treehouse. I loved, when I was very young, they had Captain Nemo. What is that?
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. They had a, you'd walk in and you'd see the little, and the thing, and there was a big octopus eye in a porthole, giant porthole window. It was very exciting stuff. I loved all that stuff.
I still do.
Yes.
But you know, we've
as in whole,
we've babbled on here a while, and I think we had some things to talk about. But
it's
but,
good babbling. It's good babbling.
I'm not
babbling is fresh
whatsoever.
And nice.
I just wanted to let you know.
Me, you
that
wanted
I was,
to let
I was
me.
Informed today that my mother has returned home. So.
Her ashes
they delivered the ashes today to
and
to her
where
house.
Where are they going to reside?
Not here. I don't really want spiritual person, and I don't really want to just have remains.
Especially if you have cats.
Yeah, I don't want to have remains.
No.
So not here. I don't know where Dad was passed around to a couple of the kids, but then lived most of the time at the house, at Mom's house. So
yes,
they're both there now. No one else is there. I had to go buy some of those smart lights to put in lamps over at my mom's house and then set schedules so that they would go on and off and the radio would turn on and whatnot so that it seems like somebody is there.
You're going to be selling that house, yes?
Yes, but it is going to take us months
to
go
clear
through
it out.
Everything and to get everything, you know, sorted and listed or whatever you do with that stuff.
My own mother, who refuses to die, just annoys the fuck out of everybody. My own mother, who has now decided that she's going to be living half of the year with my sister here in Manhattan Beach and the other half of the year with my sister in Reno, Nevada, has decided that she's going to start the process of determining what to do with all of her belongings.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so I haven't spoken with either my sister here, my Manhattan Beach sister, who I really get along with great. The other sister, not so much.
That would be
Susie. Or Susan, as she prefers. She didn't like Susie. I can call her Susie. We can call her Susie.
No, I can't.
You can call her Susie.
I can't. I would have to call her Susan.
Susan, and she hates Sue. So, and she's picky. You know, it's like you, Dan.
Yeah.
Simon. So apparently last weekend, now I haven't spoken to either Susan nor my mother, how it went, and I can't imagine it went well, but they began the process of, donate, to sell, keep. So who knows how it's going to go?
Your other sister, you have two sisters, right? Your other sister is Mikey.
Reno, right? Nevada, Mikey. Michelle, we've called her Mikey from
I would, her birth. Just to fuck with her, request the Bibles.
Well,
you know,
that's funny.
It's very near and dear to my heart that I have I wanted to keep Mom's Bible.
I don't think Mom didn't have a Bible, but I think Grandma's Bible might be in there because it ended up with Mom, which is ironical. Well, I know there's no such word as ironical, but I like to use it like franchise.
Wait, are you saying there is no word like franchise?
You've caught me on a technicality, and I was hoping that this would go easier because it's been so long since we've sat down and recorded.
Yes. And now we're just all over the place.
My father's.
So she's now divvying up her stuff while she's alive.
I think, well, yeah, not to us, but what to get rid of, what she, if she wants to keep anything to bring, I guess, to Susan's house, or I don't know. And that process has begun, and who knows how it's going to go. My mother is special. And I'll just leave it at that.
My mother was a collector, so she has Hummels. She has something Department 56? No, Department 56 Christmas Village things.
Oh, yeah, you can send those to me.
She has Hallmark ornaments, all the the stuff like that. So all kinds
of things. Check out, you know, you guys should check out an eBay store and find out if you can off some of that stuff on eBay. eBay is an entirely different site. Which you can go.
Apparently, that's how you spend your weekends.
Yes, I'm on eBoy.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's another one of my famous isms, isn't it? I have friends that own an auction house in St. Petersburg where they deal with estates. And so I've already talked to them about sending someone out to go through her house and basically say this, because they do it on consignment. So they basically come through and go like, yeah, we can sell this. We can sell that. We can sell this. And then that would leave us just with the stuff that.
Do they do California?
There are auction houses in California that do estate sales. That's all you have to look up. And they have people on staff that is their job is to go to garage sales and whatnot and find things that, you know, that $10,000 Hummel figurine that someone is selling for $1 because they don't know what it is. So it's kind of like the Antiques Roadshow kind of people. But when you, when you have them on your side, then they basically, they're going to go through the house and they're going to find anything that they think they can sell because they'll just take a commission off of it. So that's
correct. Mundo, mon frere.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, way better than me running a garage sale because I have no patience for people to run a garage sale. So that would never happen. I am getting a chest of drawers.
Oh.
Because we needed one that was bigger than the one we had. And I am getting the Christmas ornaments. So I'm getting all the Christmas ornaments because we're getting a 12-foot tree and we need more Christmas ornaments. So.
And you're not getting any grief from your siblings over these requests?
So fun fact, my next oldest brother
Would be Les?
Yeah, Les.
Les is more.
Right. Converted to Islam several years ago. He doesn't celebrate Christmas, so it's of no interest. They're of no interest to him. And my sister and brother.
Wait, hold it. Talk about burying the fucking lead.
Yes.
Your brother converted to Islam?
Yes.
Why?
Because his high school sweetheart, his wife, is Islamic.
And that explains it.
So he converted back in, after high school when they got married. Before they got married, he converted to Islam because her father would not approve of her marrying someone who was not of the faith.
An infidel.
That's right. So, yeah. And in fact, he and she just went recently on their Hajj. Do you know what that is?
No.
I might be saying that wrong. I'm going to double check myself lest I speak out of my ass.
Out your ass.
Hodge.
I love how I've gotten you so trigger shy now. Right. You're not going to pull that fucking trigger. Hodgepodge.
Hodge refers to a Muslim's pilgrimage to Mecca and is one of the five pillars of Islam. At least once in his or her lifetime, each Muslim is expected to undertake this pilgrimage to the sacred city of Islam. This holy journey is called the Hodge. So they had, they had to crawl on your hands and knees for miles before you get there. They just did that recently.
How fun, which just proves that every religion is full of shit, not just Christianity. They're all full of wormy, stupid ass shit.
But you know what? If crawling,
what, honey? What?
If crawling on your hands and knees, shaving your head, crawling on your hands and knees, and rending and tearing at your clothing and praying at Mecca once in a lifetime is something that makes you feel better, then all for it. I'm not a kink shamer. I am for all kinks.
Yes, I just. Daniel, yes. You know how I feel about religion.
I know you feel.
Have I expressed it before? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just another one of the stupid, idiotic, moronic, shit-ass motherfucking things that the human race has done to itself in order to figure out why we're here, what we're doing, and God damn it, people. Accept the fact that you'll never understand this. You'll never fucking understand it. So just let it be.
But I can't. I need the solace of knowing I'm going.
Let it be.
Let it be. Fuck your mother with your knee.
Hey, but
Drew always says, "Oh, here we go with the mother things again. Here we go with the mother things." Because every song that I make it assaulting your mother somehow.
I haven't noticed that. Yeah, I've noticed that your songs are very hole heavy.
Oh, yes. They are heavy of hole. Heavy of hole and light on integrity. Yeah, they are heavy of hole. Yes.
Okay. Well, speaking of that.
Nothing could be finer. Yes.
On Friday evening. You stopped because what?
Just keep talking.
Okay. On Friday evening when Adam and I were recording Mix Minus.
But wait, stop. Just a second.
Left to go watch a Charlie Chanathon.
Oh, yes. Well, we actually left to watch a Charlie Chan movie, which is part of a... did you know that we have a lot of traditions in our household, Drew and I?
Never heard of this before. No, that is news to me.
I would love to enlighten you. We have a lot of traditions. And one relatively newly forged, I think this might be the third year, is what my husband dubbed and we lovingly call the Chanathons. Or the Chanathon, I should say. The Chanathon. Mm-hmm. We love the old Charlie Chan movies, which there are an inordinate number. People don't realize this because they're not interested in black and white movies. They only want to see things in color
than Hollywood
with
phone
action.
Book?
We wouldn't go to the racist area so much. However, I think, there are well over 30, there may be 40 of them. Like 47, I just said, like, right. Forgive me.
But aren't they basically white people playing as though they are Chinese?
Chan himself has always been played by a non-Asian person. Sidney Toler, Warren Oland, Roland Young. These were all Sidney Toler. I may be talking out my ass here. Sidney Toler, I believe, was Swedish. Believe it or not, or was it was either Warner Oland or Sidney Toler was Swedish.
Was he a chef?
Yes. Now, normally his son, his number one son, number three son, his kids were often played by Chinese actors, which was a good thing. But Chan was never. Getting to the Chanathon, here's the sitch.
He was born in Missouri, by the way.
Toler or Oland?
Toler.
And what is his nationality?
American. He was born in Warrensburg, Missouri.
Of what descent? Anything of Swedish descent or
doesn't say.
Okay, then look up Warner Oland, OLAND.
Okay.
This is going to be exciting for those listening.
Look, Google even suggested that because it figures that you're going to... He is from Sweden.
There we go.
That's the one. He's born in Bjurholm.
Yes. So you got a Swede playing a Chinaman, which is a nice way of saying, you know, an Asian of Chinese descent, Chinaman.
Yes. I don't think it's a nice way of saying it, but it is a way of saying it.
No, my father used... You ready for some racist shit? Mm-hmm. My father would occasionally go, "Chinky, chinky Chinaman, eat dead rat. Chew him up like ginger snap." That was my dad. But my dad was not racist. He truly was not racist. But he didn't understand that that was racially insensitive. Mm-hmm. So what we do is every single Friday for the next one, I believe that we have 39 Chan of the Chan movies. I think we have 39 or less, but Drew worked it out so that we will watch every Friday night one Chan movie, and it will last. The Chanathon will last all the way up to when we begin watching our horror season of doom and gloom movies.
So through October.
Yeah, well, actually, we start in September with the season of doom and gloom. So we will be watching every Friday night when you guys are doing Mix Minus and I come in and do a little in the pre-show, have a little fun with you kids in the pre-show. I will be going away in the time when you're deeply into your program, I will be going away to watch a Charlie Chan movie with my husband and the Chanathon, and we are going in order, mind you,
chronological order.
Hey, from the oldest to the newest.
You know, you should start a blog, because I know that when I wanted to watch Star Trek in chronological order, I found a blog called the Star Trek Chronology Project, where they had taken the time to list all episodes of every Star Trek ever and the movies in a Stardate chronological order for you to
In a Stardate order?
Yes.
Where the Stardates make no sense whatsoever. Right, they were invented.
So in other words, you start with Discovery because that was before. No, you start with Enterprise because that's the precursor to them all. And then you go to Discovery, and then you go to the original series, and then you go to...
Okay, the original series, my point is this, darling. The original series, Kirk would say Stardate 25, yes. 35, 36. Yes. None of those numbers made any sense. So there would be no way to put those in order.
No, but the point being that it is... Enterprise references the fact of some things that they talk about on Star Trek, the original series, as people that were the precursors to warp drive. So it's known... It's a known prequel. So they're just putting it in order as if the things had actually happened, this would be the order that they happened in. And I'm sure that there is some nerd out there somewhere that has compensated for the star date.
Of course.
It's like, well, that's because they were using the Vulcan calendar during the Schutzwa, which merged when it hit the second moon of Vulcan crossed over into Kronos's shadow. They actually switched to a different star date system, and this is evidenced by the change in their uniforms in episode 19. Of season two.
You gotta grant those people some kudos for putting that much effort into that stuff.
Now they're all just QAnon people. I feel like they do the same goofy things with the QAnon stuff.
Children's blood. The great thing about the Chan films, as far as finding out which came when, is if you look them up on IMDb, it says the 30th of the series and the 15th with Warner Oland, and so you can get all that wonderful information on IMDb. I have a really large
yes.
Thank you. I do. I have no. Not there, baby. I have a very large entry in the Internet Movie Database because of my enormous talent and
because your
how much
voluminous
I
work. Yes.
My thank you. And voluminous work was my stripper name.
It's right there on 70s. The IMDb. I see it.
IMDb. Yeah.
What did I say?
I think you said IF. I could have heard it wrong.
I have no idea what I said. I could have said anything. But what I was going to say, something else about the Charlie Chan before I let it go.
Yes, let it go.
Much like Elsa. Just let it go. You could do this with James Bond.
Do-do-do-do.
You could watch them in chronological order, you know, starting with, it wasn't Sean Connery, right? It was somebody else that did that one movie.
Oh, I think you're speaking of Casino Royale, which was a kind of a comedy almost. They remade Casino Royale with the blonde
Roger Moore.
Bond. Who?
Roger Moore?
No, the most recent one.
Oh,
the
Daniel,
blonde.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yes. They remade Casino Royale. But the first Casino Royale, I believe David Niven played James Bond.
I thought that there was the original James Bond movie was called In Her Majesty's Secret Service, and I believe the person that started
was not
Sean Connery.
No. It's On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Yes.
And it is between Sean Connery and Roger Moore.
Oh.
There was an actor named, oh boy.
It's some British name. It's Nigel or something.
Well, he was Australian, I believe.
Well, then
either
it was
Australian
Bruce. It was Bruce
or New Zealand.
It's probably
no. The fuck was his name? I hate this because my husband's going to be screaming the name if we're listening to this, and I know it'll come to me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he did one movie, and he did on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Diana Rigg became his wife. James Bond actually married in On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and I won't spoiler alert.
George Lazenby.
There we go, yeah. George. I say Lazenby, but it could be Lazenby.
Oh, no, I'm reading it, so if you've heard it pronounced, then you're probably.
I think it's Lazenby, George Lazenby, who was very difficult a person to work with. He was a model that they thought he was going to be just the greatest. And he lasted one film.
Yeah, he quit right before the premiere of his only film, Honor, Majesty, Secret Service, citing that he would get other acting roles and that his Bond contract, which was 14 pages thick, was too demanding on him.
Yes, and you'll see where that got him.
I was going to say, let's look at his IMDb here.
It didn't get him very far at all. But that allowed Roger Moore to take the Bond mantle upon himself, and then the films became increasingly silly and increasingly gadget, not even good gadget, but silly gadget oriented and lighthearted. And then they tried to change the tone, I think, first with Pierce Brosnan or Timothy Dalton.
Because Pierce Brosnan was still under his Remington Steele contract and he couldn't, they wouldn't release him from that because...
I believe that was during the Roger Moore time. I think they wanted Pierce Brosnan.
Right, so they took Timothy Dalton.
They couldn't, yeah. No. I don't think it was Timothy Dalton. I think it was Roger Moore.
I'm going to just...
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Order of Bond actors.
Good God.
Okay, so let's go here.
I know the order, darling. It's what I'm saying is I believe that during the time that Pierce Brosnan was not released from his contract was when they were deciding on him or Roger Moore, and Roger Moore became the Bond because they couldn't get Pierce. I think it was that far back. But once again, this is talking out my ass because I don't have facts in front of me.
So
it is exciting podcasting.
Sean Connery was the original, then George Lazenby, then Roger Moore, then Timothy Dalton, then Pierce Brosnan, and now Daniel Craig.
Yes. And I believe that the next incarnation is going to be a man of color.
Is it going to be, I don't know his name. Yes.
I believe he is to be the next.
That would be exciting. I'm sure I've mentioned this to you before, but if I haven't, my mother loved James Bond films. So that was one thing that we always went and saw together were the James Bond films. So even when I had no real interest in the James Bond films, I knew that it was something that she dearly loved. And so
highly unusual,
She liked the gadgets.
Highly unusual for the ladies. It's like ladies, it is as the ladies not particularly caring for the Three Stooges on a majority.
Yes.
Not all, not every lady.
I don't care
for
the
most ladies don't. Stooges. Well, you're a big old bottom lady. That's why you don't like the Three Stooges.
I am a dainty lady. How dare you?
We love the Three Stooges, we meaning Drew and myself, not the turd I carry around in my pocket. When I was a kid, I used to say something to my mother or father in the manner of, are we going to the store? And she would look at me or he would look at me and say, we? Do you have a turd in your pocket? I don't particularly know why. You know, but these, when I reveal these little tiny glimpses into my childhood, it is really an indictment as to why I am the way I am.
It is as if a giant jigsaw puzzle is coming together piece by piece,
putting it together inch by inch.
I knew that you were in the chat room of Mix Minus the other evening, I was teasing my very gullible co-host on that show, Adam Burns, that I had written into a comic book, the back of a comic book, to get something for the Munsters fan club. And it was a story that you had told on your podcast. And since I couldn't break character to let Adam know that I was not actually the victim of that you were, I totally forgot what it was. Was it just a membership in the fan club that you had mailed away for?
It was. We would go, I'm going to make an incredibly short story long. We would go on rare occasion to a very, very special place called Crestline, California. It's still there.
Yes.
And my parents would rent a cabin not far from Lake Gregory, which is there. And we would have a vacation, probably a week. I can't imagine that it was more than a week that we would go. I'm very young, and it was a very, very special deal. And they had little, you know, little general stores and stuff like that because it was not super developed. Mm-hmm. We went in, and I was, first of all, I was a television freak, an absolute television fanatic. And one of the shows that I was indeed fanatical about was a show called The Munsters.
Yes.
Yes. I was perusing the magazine rack at one of these little general stores, and there was the Munsters magazine, mm-hmm. or a Batman magazine, some magazine. It was for kids.
But it had the Munsters on the cover.
Yes, and I freaked, and oh, can I? And my parents relented and purchased the periodical for myself. In the back of this comic book, whatever it was, join the Munsters fan club. Send $1 plus this little form.
Self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yes. Well, the point being, the fact of the matter was, is that this was a very old magazine that had been sitting in that general store for many, many a year. And all of the information inside of it was very, very dated and old, including the address to send for you. So I waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited for my membership and my, I'd get the certificate and the card and the thing and the, never came. Broke my heart. Never came.
Now, what delights me about this story is that somewhere in the universe, there's another person that tells the same story of, well, we bought this old building from some kind of rundown magazine place, and then one day...
Found $100,000.
One day...
in envelope, dollar bills.
An envelope showed up, and it had a dollar in it. And,
dollar in
would,
it.
We would take the dollars and go and buy some ice cream because...
changed our lives.
Because I'm sure you didn't send a check for a dollar. You probably sent a dollar bill.
I sent a dollar bill. Of course I did. Because
through the
mail. And it was big. Yeah, it's part of my allowance. Jesus, it may have been all of my allowance. Or it may have been a couple of weeks worth of allowance. I don't know. I was very, very young. It was my first experience with not trusting corporate America. Because they'll fuck with you.
Well, they didn't take your dollar. It's whoever bought that building.
That's right.
If they had been a fine, upstanding citizen, they would have returned your dollar to you.
No shit. I had my address, and the address has not changed in 60-some years. That house is still the house I grew up in.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
I was watching the intro to The Munsters the other night because the latest episode of WandaVision on Disney Plus, they're kind of borrowing theme songs from different things, and so they did a very Munsters-esque theme song for something, and so I immediately recognized the bong bottom bong bottom, you know, that kind of heavy brass bom, bom, sound. Bom, bom,
bom, yeah. What is WandaVision?
WandaVision is a show on Disney Plus. It follows the adventures of Wanda Maximoff, aka the Scarlet Witch from the Avengers, and her love of her life, Vision, which he is also an Avenger. In the movies, Vision died. Before, you know, Thanos, in order to defeat Thanos, they were going to kill Vision because he had the one stone that Thanos wanted. And so the only person powerful enough to kill Vision was Wanda. So there was this heartbreaking thing where she basically had to kill her love in order to save the universe. And he was, you know, telling, it's okay, just do it, just do it. And, you know, very tearful. And she does, she kills him. But Thanos already had the time stone. Are you following this? So he was able to just rewind time. And then
do you notice how my head dropped to my chest?
Okay, but this is important. It is important because he then killed Vision in front of her. So she not only went through the torment of having to kill her love in order to save the universe, but then see it undone and someone else kill him the second time. And so she has retreated into her head, and it's the show WandaVision on Disney Plus follows what happens after that, where because she has these weird telekinetic powers and stuff, she's reshaping reality around her, and it's the show is called WandaVision.
I'm sorry. What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. WandaVision.
Yes. It's a very clever play on the two main characters, Wanda and Vision.
Because one of the reasons that I began podcasting those many, 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 many years ago, mm-hmm. I listened to two podcasts religiously.
Oh, Wanda
and one
Wisdom.
Was, that's right. Wanda Wisdom was a podcasting drag queen.
Yes.
And I listened to Wanda's show. And So whenever I hear WandaVision or see WandaVision, that Wanda wisdom pops into my sickly little brain.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that exciting?
That is. That I remember listening to Wanda wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have another topic on the board, but I think we're out of time.
No shit.
So we're gonna have to like,
run out of time.
That.
We can the Trello is a welcoming large space. And I think that we can just put little things hanging from the various shelves of the Trello and they will wait for us.
Oh.
They will wait because they're loyal.
In that case, thank you so much, Scott.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate the weekly opportunity to chat with you, Daniel, and to enlighten our listeners into a vision and a view, an insight into our incredibly exciting, fun-filled lives.
It's basically Blandovision.
Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Scott.
Thank you for listening to That Darn Elvis. If you would like to contact the show, you can email us, contact@thatdarnelvis.com, or send us a voicemail by going to voicemail.thatdarnelvis.com. You can always find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thatdarnelvis. On Twitter, Scott is @AuntieVera and Daniel is @DanielBrewer. As you disembark, remember that this podcast is traveling at the same speed as you. Please watch your step. Thank you.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.